suggestions for Scott Miller in a fun way to give him an alternative call to My Oh My. Those are coming into our text club at 35270. And by the way, if you want to join the Mike McFeely Show specific text club, you can text the word Mike to short code 35270. And then if you want to send us a message during the show, commenting on a topic we have or asking a question or anything else, just include the word Mike in the body of the text so I know it's directed at me, because they all kind of go into one big pile here at KFGO, and then I can more easily sort them out. But we'll get to some more of those suggestions for Scott in just a few moments, as well as a great radio call from years ago that we have to listen to one more time. That's kind of fun. You want to stick around to hear that. But before we do that, let's go to Moorhead, Minnesota. And I know that she was just on a few hours ago with Jack and Sandy, the show that precedes me, but I wanted to get Superintendent of Schools in Moorhead, Lynn Kovash, on, because I'm interested in Moorhead schools and finding out how things are going on this first day of school in the great city of Moorhead, Minnesota. Hello, Superintendent. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great.
Excellent. So are things going okay on the first day of school in Moorhead, Minnesota?
Yes, they are. The classrooms are full and kids are excited and teachers are excited to be here.
Have you had any reports from Horizon Middle School yet about somebody in the seventh grade named Emma causing any trouble or getting kicked out of class or being sent to the principal's office?
No, just good reports on her. Just good reports.
Because I want to be the first to know, okay?
Yeah.
I want to. If she's getting kicked out of class, I want to be the first one to know if that's happening, okay?
You would be.
Thanks, I appreciate that. They talk about some of these numbers. 503 students, Superintendent Kovash, have enrolled in all-day kindergarten. There were 492 students last year. These are a lot of kindergarten students in Moorhead with all-day kindergarten.
I'm just so excited about these numbers. I know that I've been in the district doing enrollment about 15, probably more than that, and I have not seen a class of 500. I think the last class of 500 we had was in the early 90s.
Wow.
I know. It's exciting.
So what does that mean? Does it mean that Moorhead is growing with more young families? Does it mean that people are more excited about all-day kindergarten, so they're enrolling their students, you know, from the surrounding area? Or what's going on here?
I think it's a combination. The first grade number, last year we enrolled 492. That was, the year before was 409. So that was a big jump in kindergarten students. I think we do have younger families living in Moorhead enrolling their students. And I think all-day kindergarten was a draw, but not the only draw that we had. I think we do have young families. We're a vibrant community, and it's good to see young families and young kids in school.
What have you been hearing, you know, from parents? If there are 500 and some kids in all-day kindergarten, that means the parents must be excited. But, you know, this was a big step, I think, that you've supported for a long time and that many in the education community have supported, going to all-day kindergarten. This is a big step for Moorhead and the state of Minnesota. I think it's a long time in coming.
It is. It's something we've been studying, something I've wanted to see for our school district for a long time. We just weren't able to afford it for quite a few years. And now with the legislature supporting and funding all-day K next year, we knew that we could support it for 1 year and give our students that great start they need for school.
Lynn Kovash, superintendent of Moorhead Schools, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, as Minnesota kicked off their school year today, the Tuesday after Labor Day. What else is new in the Moorhead School District this year? I remember last year there were some schedule changes that had some people, at least early on, including me, admittedly, a little bit worked up. And in the end, it turned out to be fantastic. So in the future, I'll trust education professionals to make my decisions for me. But anything new this year that people need to know about or that is kind of the talk of the town?
No, all-day K has been, you know, what we focused on this summer. We're adding some technology, continuing to work on our bring-your-own device, some of our technology needs. So we're continuing to work on that and make sure that we have the Wi-Fi available so people don't get frustrated trying to use their technology. That's been big. No major schedule changes. We're trying to figure out how to accommodate all the students. So there'll be some quick decisions made about facilities if we have to add on some classrooms, maybe here at Probst Field, or add on some gym space. We'll be making some decisions about that so we could be ready next year. Because with these two large classes, we have some space concerns.
Go ahead. I thought you were done.
The other thing we have is a new website, and it's still, in its infancy, so there might be some changes, but that's kind of exciting, just trying to figure out better ways to communicate with our public.
Well, and it's, as our daughter has moved through the Moorhead School District, I think my wife and I have been amazed at just all the technology that is available, whether it's, some of the things that we can check online, whether it's reaching teachers through email or, these different websites. The technology side of it, to me, is eye-opening because I went to school back in the dark ages, of course, like a lot of people did when we didn't have any of these things. When is Moorhead looking at possibly, the iPads in every kid's hand? That discussion's been had, I think, a lot around, with my friends and neighbors. Is Moorhead moving toward getting the school-issued technology in the hands of students, Lynn?
I don't know that we'll move to that because as soon as you get that in the hands of students, it's outdated. We know that especially our high school students like to use their own devices. But we do worry about equity, every student having an access. So we're thinking, especially at the elementary grades, middle grades, how do we make sure that students have that access? Of course, a dream would be if we had no holds barred that every student would have that technology. I just don't know in our district that that's going to be a reality just because of some of the costs and then the replacement costs and all of that.
Well, and with the size of Moorhead's district, then, of course, like you said, if you buy an iPad today, it's already obsolete, next week or certainly next year. And so it would be a year-to-year cost, wouldn't it?
Right. And that's what we've looked at. Yes, we could probably fund, a few grades, and I'd love to see us fund a grade and then move up. But it is that cost, that yearly cost, plus the upkeep. And with so many computers, the people power to keep those computers operating and all the applications.
Okay. So it looks like my wife and I are on the hook then for Emma's iPad then until she graduates from high school, which is fine with us. That's just fine. Hopefully everybody can someday afford that.
That's the issue that we do have to look at.
Yep, no doubt about it. Okay, later this week, I think it's supposed to be really warm on Friday. I think I saw a high of 90 plus, maybe on Friday. Is Moorhead in the same situation as some of the Fargo schools, Lynn, when it comes to air conditioning? Or are all the Moorhead schools equipped with air conditioning that are good enough to get by on a hot day?
All of our Moorhead schools have air conditioning. That was done as a part of the 2004 bond referendum.
Okay, and so there won't be any schools being postponed or canceled because of hot weather?
No, we will not do that.
You made a lot of kids sad right there by saying that. I hope you. A lot of parents happy, but a lot of kids sad.
I think I better be careful just in case an air conditioner breaks down or something.
Well, that's absolutely true. Okay, anything else you need to get out there before I let you go, Lynn?
Nope, just... bear with us. I'm going out now to help the kindergarten students get on the bus. That's always a worry we have on the first day. We're going to get students home.
How many kindergarten students in a normal year do not get on the bus or get on the wrong bus, Lynn? Because I can imagine that being panic time for everybody involved.
Oh, yes. I think we've had a couple every year. This year we put paraprofessionals on the bus to help with the kindergarten students. So we hope that this will be even smoother than last year.
Good, good, good. All right, Lynn, thank you. Thanks for coming on. Great job.
No problem. Thank you.
You bet. Superintendent Lynn Kovash of Moorhead Schools.